Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. And today we find ourselves looking at Mark's Gospel chapter 7 and verses 24 to the end of the chapter. What we've noticed after Jesus has this confrontation with the Pharisees and their meticulous and rigid thinking about cleanliness and washing hands and all of that, Jesus finds himself in a house in the vicinity of Tyre. And as he's there, he's trying to have a low profile, not because he doesn't want to touch and bless and heal people, but because he knows that people will just flock and flock, and their preoccupation will be with the physical, where he's concerned about feeding people the word of God. But there's a woman who had a little daughter, and she was possessed by an impure spirit. And she comes and falls at his feet. The woman was a Greek born in Syrian Phoenicia. And she begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. Jesus seems reluctant, which is quite an interesting theme. But he's really saying to her, look, I've come for the children of Israel, and you're not from Israel, and therefore it's not right for the children's bread to be taken and tossed to the dogs. That seems pretty strong. But she is very quick-witted, and she says, well, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And what Jesus observes in this woman is very important. He doesn't observe obstinance or a rebellious spirit. What he sees in her is a tenaciousness to receive from him what he alone can give. She knows that he can do something about her daughter, and she's not going to give up easily, even if a statement is made which she could possibly have taken offence at. She says, no, the need of my daughter is such, I'm going to persist and call upon Jesus to have mercy. And he says that he's impressed with her faith. The demon has left your daughter. I do like those times when, you know, Jesus just says it's happened. It's not sort of hours of prayer and shouting and all of the things that sometimes you see accompany deliverance meetings. No, he just says the word and he says, go home and you'll find your daughter is fine. And she goes home, finds her daughter lying on the bed, and the demon is gone. Well, then Jesus leaves that area, and they bring to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they beg Jesus to place his hand on him. Jesus takes him aside from the crowd, and this is where, again, we just see how unconventional Jesus is. Because what happens is that he puts his fingers into the man's ears, and then he spits and touches the man's tongue. And with a deep sigh, he says, Epaphatha, which means be opened. And at this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. He's healed. Now, we may possibly discuss later why Jesus chose such a method. But the reality is that Jesus was always open to different ways. He knew how to handle the situation. He never had a set program. He would handle it in an individual way. And that's what he's doing here. And essentially, the people are just amazed. He's done everything well, they said. That's a wonderful testimony. Sadly, they didn't always say that. But on this occasion, he's done everything well. They're just so blessed that a man who was deaf is now hearing, a man who was dumb is now speaking. We must press on, and it's good that you'll be listening in a second to some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me, and we're going to have a look further into these two stories in Mark 7.
Jesus my Lord, faithful and true, redeeming life flows out of you. Your precious love washing me clean, like waves of mercy breaking over me. So I will pour out my life, my oil of sacrifice, anointing your way as I live from day to day, to the glory, glory of your name, to the glory, glory of your name. Jesus, my Lord, faithful and true, redeeming life flows out of you. Your precious love washing me clean, like waves of mercy breaking over me. So I will pour out my life, my oil of sacrifice, anointing your way as I live from day to day, to the glory, glory of your name, to the glory, glory of your name. So I will pour out my life, my oil of sacrifice, anointing your way as I live from day to day, to the glory, glory of your name, to the glory, glory of your name, glory of your name, glory of your name.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward. I've joined Richard now to look further at these verses from Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to the end. Two healings then, Richard, of a very different type, each one, but both very different. So Jesus went to the vicinity of Tyre, but he wanted to keep his presence secret. He didn't want anyone to know that he was there. Why was that?
I think that very simply, there were times when Jesus knew that people would just turn up in droves, and yes, they would have needs, but the priority of Jesus was always the spiritual. He was very happy to heal. He healed on many, many occasions, but teaching the word of God was what he really wanted to do. And the other thing, which is I think very important, is that he knew there were times when he needed to recharge, which is quite remarkable. He's the Son of God, he's Almighty God, but in his humanity, he needed to just take breath and pause, and therefore that's what he's doing here.
Yeah. And the numbers of times that he was interrupted when he was trying to do that, as we read, are quite extraordinary.
Yes, indeed.
So there he was, and he meets this woman who was a Greek. So she wasn't part of the people of Israel, if she liked. She wasn't a Jew.
That's right.
But word had obviously travelled about that there was this man who was going about healing people.
Yes, I mean, obviously the reputation of Jesus was getting widespread, and a number of people from far away and near were picking up that extraordinary things are happening. And it's her compassion, her real desire for her daughter, that causes her to cross a lot of barriers to come to Jesus.
Now, Jesus seems to be quite focused on his mission because, you know, he almost, as you say, he almost turns this woman away because he has come to the people of Israel, and those are the people that he's going to minister to.
Well, yes, I think that, you see, what is interesting, what turns it is a clear indication of faith.
Mm.
It's not that she's just sort of pestering or insincere or anything else negative. She really believes that Jesus can do something about it. And that's where the story turns, when there is that real discernment. She's not a Jew, and yet she does have faith, and that's when Jesus is going to act.
So then we turn to the other instance that we read about here, the healing of the deaf and mute man. And you talked about the method that Jesus used, and we often see in Jesus' healing incidents different methods. You know, sometimes he doesn't need to say anything, sometimes he doesn't even need to be in the presence of the person. In this particular case, it's quite a physical, tangible method that he uses.
Well, yes, that's true. And I think the first thing we need to note is that Jesus loves individuals. And I think that's part of the reason why there isn't a method, because a method is almost computer-like, it's almost mechanical, and it's treating people like statistics, or looking up in a book, what do you do here or there? But Jesus is responding in each situation to the Father. And clearly, with this man who's deaf and dumb, some physical act in his healing, Jesus discerns, will be helpful. He's not sort of a ghast. Who is this man, you know, spitting? That was not offensive to the man. Clearly, this was all helpful in the process of his healing.
It just reminds me, really, that, you know, this was all very well in Jesus' day, but, you know, where are we today in terms of the healing ministry? Do these things still happen?
Well, I believe they still happen, but we probably would have to be pretty careful about following this particular method, because there would be all sorts of sensitivities raised. But the ability of Jesus to still cast out the demon, the ability of Jesus today, the risen Jesus through us, to open the ears of the deaf and to cause the dumb to speak, that's still there, and we've got to believe God to see those things happen.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at Mark's Gospel in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.